Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. We're at Turfantine on the Inside Track 7-race program, starting off at 1 o'clock. Penfrometer 26 has been a ton of rain at Turfantine, 3-meter false rail from the 500-meter mark, but I still think we might have found a couple here. So let's get into it. First race, maiden juvenile plate, 1,200 meters. The strong fancy here, Jimmy Vega. Joe Soma's runner with Keegan DeMello aboard. Very nice first run, little bit of support for it. You'll see it will improve, and I would think it's probably also all got a beat. Siachu Rialta, number 9, got some chance. The first time at Crimson Ranger, watch for follow-through. And Pista Resistance looks like an improver from St. John Gray's Yard, and Jason Gates will give you 100%. Race 2, maiden plate, 1,600 meters. Banker here, number 6, Sutter's Mole. I think this will win. It is 15-10 and second favorite, but Proper's a favorite. I just looked at the two horses formed. I just thought Sutter's Mole had so much more room for improvement, and as a result, I'm bankering it in everything. Proper looks like the only danger. Race 3, maiden plate, 2,000 meters. Green Machine's my top choice. The Cock Runner ran a very good race last time out. Samuel Sharp's got good form, should be there or thereabouts. The pace is with Emerald City. Cosmic Artist seems held, as does Aisha's Tiara. So De Kock might go race 2 and race 3, and I've taken a little double those two. Race 4, 1,200 meters, 72, merit rated. Longsword, back to his best distance, and certainly where he's rated with DeMello aboard him, his last two runs were pretty good. I think he goes in the soft. He should like this. Lot to like about him. Lady Elliot looks like the danger. Muzieni for Alec Laird coming back in trip. That's always a concern. Spy Story is third run after the rest and might be best of the rest with Ada Lovelace and Oriental Bouquet. Difficult. Race 5, mirror rated 74, 1450. Top 3. Oklahoma Smoke Show, who got very good form, ran well after one. Marks Jacobson rides it well and gets on with it. Grand Canaria's got Cape form. You never know. This could easily come through. New addition to the Marwing stable. And then Frere Jacques probably got the best ability in the race. Well drawn at 2. A lot to like about that one as well. Race 6. Mary Rain at 86, 1600 meters. Starting at the top. Chestnut Bomber's got some form and might be a danger in a race like this. But it looks like it's between Orange County, who got 5 points last time, and Shori Bomba. Shori Bomba should beat Orange County at the weight. Orange County 16-10. Shori Bomba 7-2. I've gone with Shori Bomba. I thought Bloomington had some sort of chance, as did Robert Browning. Race 7, merit rated 66, 1600 meters. Matiazo goes well for Craig Zaki, number 2. Should be in the shake-up. Bay Empire is your favorite and got good form behind his name and gets Marks Jacobson claiming the 2.5. That gives it a huge chance of winning here. It's had 19 runs, only won one race. This horse, I think he's an underachiever. Profit, come down the merit rating from about 110 to 66. He looks like he's getting ready to go and run a really big race. Drawn 1, I think that he's a player here. I'd put him into everything. And then Malcolm Faraday, well, always there or thereabouts. Some sort of chance. As far as the cricket's concerned, I'll be watching the first couple of overs with whoever bats to see what the pitch looks like, and I think that we could carry on the good form. I'm backing RCB when the price goes right. I think they will win the game. From me, James Goodman, signing off for Interbet.